to Church in Maine. This is the podcast where we talk about the intersection of religion and public life. My name is Dennis Sanders, your host. So this is a special episode where one of the episodes I've been talking about over the last few weeks, where I have posted some of my YouTube videos that I do for my congregation. The name of the series of videos is Weekly Check-In, and usually I share something that's going on. Maybe it's something that's going on in the wider culture, or it's something that is about the church that I share and put up on YouTube for church members, but also for anyone who ever wants to listen. So this episode that I did was in late October, and I should do some setup here. My husband works at a Lutheran congregation in Roseville, Minnesota, which is a suburb of Minneapolis and St. Paul. And it's also actually happens to be the church where my congregation shares space where we worship. And in late October, basically on a Tuesday, there were basically police cars that just started showing up all over the place at the house across the street. And it turned out that there had been an incident that resulted in the death of an 88-year-old woman by her grandson. His mother was severely injured. And so the whole process had the church end up going on lockdown. This church also has a daycare, so they had to do all kind of special consideration. And it just shook up folks in the church. So the next day, I decided to do a video about this. And to really talk about how church, and I didn't share this in the video, but we call the place where we worship a sanctuary, and sometimes, of course, historically, it has been a sanctuary, a place for safety for people, but sometimes it hasn't. There have been times when the world really does come kind of crashing in, and the whole point of this video is kind of to say that church isn't a safe space in some ways. It's not going to always protect you. And I know probably saying it's not a safe space is probably a bad way of describing it. But let's put it this way, that there are bad things that sometimes end up happening in the church. So I wanted to talk about that, and but also what it meant for the church to go outside into the world kind of proclaiming the good news. So that's what this video is all about. So it runs about 7 minutes or so. And so that's it. Let's go ahead and play it. Good day, church. This is Pastor Dennis with the Weekly Check-In. Now, a few weeks back, I talked to y'all about worship and why we worship and why we do that, whether that's in person or online. And when I think about worship, I'm reminded sometimes that the way we think about worship is that we want it to be a way of escape, in some way a way of escaping the troubles of the world. And I can understand that. We live in incredibly hectic times, and sometimes church gathering with people that we know is a way to, is a respite from all of that craziness. And I get that. But I also wonder if that's totally really how Christ intends for the church to be. I don't think as much as we want, we can escape the horrors of the world. And sometimes they actually even spill into the church. Without going into the specifics, yesterday, Roseville Lutheran Church, actually where I'm filming now and where we worship on Sundays,
had to deal with a crisis event, a crime actually, that took place nearby. And as a result, the church, and indeed the city of Roseville, was locked down. They had to shelter in place. Thankfully, no one at the church was hurt, but it was a harrowing experience for everyone involved. The problems of the world invaded the church. And now the church is figuring out how best to respond. And I think that they are doing admirably by hosting a community prayer service. I think about how the world sometimes can invade the church. And I think about Sutherland Springs, Texas. It was then on a Sunday morning in 2017 that a man came to First Baptist Church and ended up killing 26 people and then killed himself. And then I think back to 2015 at Mother Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, where a man who was invited to Bible study ended up killing 9 people in a church. Those shootings, at least as a pastor, sometimes make me wonder what could happen on a Sunday morning. Or the person that you don't have not met before, who's a visitor, and you're glad to meet them, but maybe you wonder, do they have bad intents? In Matthew 10, Jesus calls the disciples and gets them ready to send them out into the world. And Jesus tells them in verse 16, "Stay alert. This is hazardous work I'm assigning you. You're going to be like sheep running through a wolf pack, so don't call attention to yourselves. Be as shrewd as a snake, inoffensive as a dove." Being a Christian isn't comfortable. Jesus sends us out just as he sent out those first disciples. And sometimes that can mean getting out of our comfort zones. And sometimes it can mean that the world comes crashing into the church in ways that we can't control. We might want to come to church escaping the world, but the church is in the world. And sometimes conflict is unavoidable. Now, Jesus calls us and gathers us into church. And it is in church that we take part in things like Bible study and prayer and communion and worship. These are the things that help us to grow as disciples of Jesus. But we are also called to be sent out. We are called into a world full of hurt and sorrow and unimaginable evil. We are called to care for the vulnerable and to stand for injustice. And all that means that being the church can be hazardous, but it can also be hopeful. We can't escape the world, but the church can be another reality. It can be another way of being in the world. Now, I grew up in the Black church, and as a kid growing up in Michigan, I always wondered why, when I went to church, people were called like sister so-and-so and brother so-and-so. And it wasn't until I was older that I realized that, especially back in the days of Jim Crow, when African Americans were not treated as equals, that coming into church meant that they entered another reality. It was another reality where they were treated with dignity. They were children of God. Living into that reality had implications, because it meant that they knew of another reality where they were treated with dignity, where they were treated with equality. And so they worked to make the world outside the church like the world inside the church. So, dear church, we are called into a world, a dangerous world, a world full of wolves. I pray for the courage that we can deal with the challenges that we deal with as a church inside, but also that we have the courage to deal with the world outside. Because the days that we live in are chaotic and hectic and dangerous and foreboding. May we bring that reality that we live inside the church to a world that desperately needs it. Godspeed, everyone. Take care.
So I hope that that was a thought-provoking episode. And again, this is one of several videos I've done, and I'll be posting a few more in the near future. I will also include a link to the video if you'd like to watch it. And so, again, I hope that it was thought-provoking. And also, feel free to comment. I'd love to hear what you are thinking about this. The Substack does have allow you to post, to comment, and I'd love to hear it. That is it for this episode of Church in Maine. And like I said, over the Christmas break, I will be posting some more of these for you to listen to. So take care, everyone. Godspeed. And we will see you very soon.